there, folks. So today, Britain is going to leave the European Union, finally. It's been a long, long drawn-out process, and I thought I just wanted to mark the occasion because it has been a seismic event in modern British history, and I thought I'd mark the occasion with just some thoughts on how we got here and where I think we're going to have to go in the future. And this has kind of gnawed away at British life for 40 odd years. And it's interesting to see how we actually, why that was. What was it about the British character? And some people would say, well, it's a very old thing and it relates to the British, the English in particular, being distrustful of an overarching empire or power centre on the continent and looking for ways to undermine it, so history repeats in that way. And that's also a hot topic and the source of a lot of discussion within dissident rightist circles as well. But in this particular case, in the case of Brexit, I would go with the, it lies primarily with the post-war identity of Britain and then with Europe as well. And the problem that it does raise a lot of problems, actually, and it's why I do support us leaving the European Union. Well, let's get into it. So the problem is that the post-war British identity, British patriotism, if you like, is founded on the defeat of National Socialist Germany. And so, where if you're in the business where you want to racialise the population, you want the native white British to stand up for themselves, this puts you in a very precarious and very difficult situation because of the very fact that the sort of British patriotism is founded on a negation of European racialism. And this is why, I mean, I got a copyright claim and so the video went down. This is largely why these kind of radio host shock jocks and these loudmouth centrists are so irritating, because there's they want to put themselves across as these kind of fearless right wingers, but they also come across as like, in actuality, they come across as being really hollow and shallow, because what they're representing, no matter how they shout, loud they shout and how much bluster, and what they actually represent is a negation of a true ethnic and racial identity. So it's quite ridiculous in a way. And this also means that a nationalist movement in Britain, like say the BNP or some kind of genuine patriotic movement which isn't founded on these values, is instantly seen as evil. Where so how do you get through that? This then extends into the European Union itself. Now, the European Union is also founded on a post-war myth and of being against racialist thinking within Europe. And so I think that Britain has been an enforcer, or in a way, a sort of moral enforcer, the ultimate Antifa. And if Britain is removed from the equation, it leads to two things. It means that here in Britain, we can get to work without having to sort of weigh up the consequences in relation to the post-war myth. Or not, at least not so much, because we wouldn't be tied into this big happy family. But then it also, I think, is better for the Europeans to try and formulate some sort of new path for European people without having Britain needing sort of complaining about it and stirring up trouble all of the time. I mean, I've always hated that kind of British patriotism of where it's like Spitfires and the Union Jack and even Enoch Powell or Winston Churchill. Maybe not so much Powell, because he was actually right, but you know what I mean. And when you see it, it looks so old and it looks so stuffy. It looks like going to your grandma's house on a Sunday. But worse again is that it doesn't actually stand for anything, because if the core of your foundation, your patriotism, is quintessentially it's liberal. And so then when it comes time to stand up for yourself as a people, you find yourself shot down straight away. And where, because of this, it led in the Brexit negotiations, in all of the arguments, all of the debates, it led to a situation in Britain where the Remain camp and then the Leave camp were both accusing each other of being Nazis, of being this old enemy. So the Leave camp would look at the Remain camp, they'd look at the European Union, and they'd say things like, "Well, we don't want to be part of this German Empire on the continent. Everything that we, my grandfather fought against this." And that, in the end, that attitude, which is stupid and ill-informed, but that attitude actually won the day. A very large chunk of the people who voted for Brexit in Britain were voting for what you would think of as almost like an Antifa position. They were voting against what they perceived to be a Fourth Reich on the continent. Meanwhile, you have the liberals, the Remainers. They then see the European Union. They're more correct in this regard. They see the European Union as binding all of the nations of Europe together in this big liberal progressive powerhouse, which is more accurate, actually. And so then they would look at the Little Englanders, the Leavers, and call them the Nazis. So both wanted to use the moral, the negative weight of the post-war identity of National Socialism, of racialized Europe, against the other, because that is the founding evil. And indeed, the European Union is founded on having a certain event at the end of World War II as being its founding myth. So when we look forward, as after leaving the European Union, what we can hope for is that with Britain removed from the equation, that we can actually formulate new racialized philosophies and populations on Europe within the European Union. And then in Britain, it's up to us to, and it's starting already, to get rid of this old, crusty Spitfire and Bulldog nationalism, which is, and patriotism, which is completely hollow, and it stands on, it is 100% against where we want to be going, because at its core it is just liberal. And they will say, we fought for free speech, we fought for liberal values, we fought for individualism against the racist fascists of the continent. And so when you this you'll see it's this is why a movement like the counter jihad stuff is so easily hijacked and redirected by outside forces. They can't actually stand up for the British as a people. They have to stand up for a certain set of values. And so then once again, you'll see that the Muslims are the new fascists they have to stand up against. Everything has to be framed in this way. And what we can do if when we're going to leave the European Union, we have in a way will be cut down to size. The effect on the people. I mean, I'm not bothered at all about what trade agreements or anything like that. I'm interested in the zeitgeist and the mood of the people. And this, I think, was better than us being in the European Union, because all Britain does within the European Union is reinforce the post-war liberal order. So I actually have quite a lot of time for the ideas which have come out with by people like Richard Spence and his circle, where they're saying it's a globalized world now and you need to be part of a larger structure. And I kind of get that, but the problem is that's never going to come into being why until we can get rid of the post-war liberal order and the morality at the heart of it. And I think Britain leaving the European Union and then having to get its own house in order in this sort of soul-searching way is a better way to go about it than trying to do everything within the European Union, because within the European Union now it's purely The eternal Anglo is gone, and so now we won't have any influence, and it's really up to the European people to forge ahead and to push to get their own identity back into the agenda and get rid of the post-war political philosophy, which is founded on a complete rejection of any kind of European racialism. And so in that way, I think it's a good thing, because I think within the European Union, nothing would change. And just, you know, more generally, instability is good for us. We'll see where this leads. But change in this way is actually good, a jolt to the system. And so I kind of dropped out of the Brexit discussion, because I just get bored to death with trade agreements and economics. So we can't actually see there's going to be a celebration in London tonight. And I've been thinking about it and thinking, well, yeah, but does it really matter anymore? Because we do still have all of these... we are living in this globalist society still. We will still be a part of a globalised society after we leave the European Union. But I think what it is, for me, is a breaking up of the post-World War II order, which is founded on a rejection of European racialism. So that, I think, is the takeaway from this. And the Europeans can get to work in Europe. And of course, we always, you know, we speak to each other. We're all friends. Nationalists are all friends. And the British can get to work here. And it can start by attacking the concept of this bulldog and spitfire patriotism, which is crippled us for decades. It has to go. And it's, you know, you see it with these call-in shows and stuff, and so that's definitely the way forward. But we have to get these, and we have to sort of work out these ideas and these concepts and find out what the problems are. So I think that's my Brexit take there. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.